In post-9/11 America, the term terrorist attack may readily conjure up images of al-Qaeda operatives targeting skyscrapers or bridges. Many village leaders like Bruce Meyer of West Baraboo agree it's unlikely such an incident could happen in his town of 1,200 people. But he says there's still domestic terrorism, so taking out a terrorism insurance policy makes sense.
You know, in case somebody would break into the water tower and vandalize the water tower, what are the chances that they could contaminate the drinking water in the village? We looked at what the consequences would be, and I guess for the $87, that little extra protection is a safeguard for the residents.
That's $87 a year, which Meyer and his insurer deem pretty reasonable. Dan Lewison heads the Continental Western Group Agency, which covers West Baraboo for terrorist attacks.
I mean, compared to Chicago, New York, L.A., Vegas, obviously those are a lot more targets for a terrorist attack, but you just don't know. But if in case it would ever happen, the village would be able to tell their taxpayers that they do have the coverage.
The National League of Cities Risk Information Sharing Consortium says terrorism coverage is pretty standard for its insurance pool program, which covers 16,000 towns and school districts across the U.S. Wisconsin's own local government property insurance fund already has terrorism coverage in its own pool insurance policies, serving more than 1,100 towns and counties for free. But Lewison adds federal Homeland Security officials would decide what was an actual act of terrorism as opposed to, say, vandalism. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.